Masechet Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tet. Mishnah says, En ben Kohen Mashuach b'shemen hamishha, limrube begadim, ela par haba al kol hamitzvot. Mishnah says, there's no difference between a Kohen who is anointed with shemen hamishha, with the special oil that designated them as the Kohen Gadol, as opposed to a Kohen Gadol who was only appointed through his special clothing. The Rambam over here tells us that until the Bayit Sheni, the Kohen Gadol, every time they had new Kohen Gadol, they would pour Shemen HaMishha onto his head. Rashi actually holds over here that it stopped during Melech Yoshiyahu's time in Bayit Rishon. And all that would really show that they were unique or different was the fact that they were wearing 8 articles of clothing special for the Kohen Gadol, as opposed to the 4 articles of clothing that a regular Kohen would wear. So there's no difference between these two different types of Kohanim Gedolim. Ela par haba al kol hamitzvot. Rather, the bull that is sacrificed whenever a Kohen makes an error in judgment. What do I mean by that? The Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Gimel, says, Im HaKohen HaMashiach, יהתה לאשמת העם, ויקריב על חטאתו אשר חטא פר בן בקר תמים, לאדוני לחטאת. It talks about a Kohen HaMashiach, the Pasuk says. It has to be a Kohen who was anointed, a Kohen who had Shemin HaMishha poured onto his head. If he was mistaken, and he was posek something, and he was moreheted, he allowed himself to follow a certain halakha, that if someone did it on purpose, the punishment for it is karet. If somebody did it by mistake, the punishment would be hatat. He then has to bring a sacrifice to make up for that error, which is going to be a young bull, ben bakar tamim ladonai lehatat. Since the pasuk only mentions kohen HaMashiach, it's only that person, that type of kohen gadol, who could bring that type of korban. But a regular, a kohen gadol who was not anointed, rather he only has that unique status because of his clothing. He brings a regular hatat like any other member of the Jewish people would, which consists of either a female goat or a female sheep. But he does not bring the par like the Kohen HaMashiach. The Mishnah continues and says, En ben Kohen Meshamesh leKohen She'avar ela par Yom Kippurim va'asrit ha'efa. There's no difference between a Kohen that's Meshamesh to a Kohen She'avar. What does that mean? On Yom Kippur, if a Kohen was designated to be the Kohen Gadol, and a psul arose and he became invalid to the service of Yom Kippurim, and they designated somebody else instead of him to perform the entire service, and then after Yom Kippurim, the first one eventually comes back to his place because he became able to serve once more. So the one who now is pushed aside, and he was only there temporarily, is called Kohen She'avad, and Kohen Mesh, and then the one who is actually performing the service is called Kohen Meshamesh. So, the Kohen Meshamesh is the only one at that point who's allowed to perform, going forward, the sacrifice of Par Yom Kippurim, and also the daily sacrifice of Asrit HaEfah. You can't have two of those performed, even though you have two people who work Kohen Gadol. Only one of them can remain Kohen Gadol. Therefore, the one that was replaced, the one who's only there temporarily while the other Kohen was becoming purified, he's not allowed to do those offerings. But there's no difference between both of them in the fact that even this Kohen who is temporarily, this Kohen Gadol who is temporary, he's not allowed to marry almana, somebody who was once married, and he also has to marry a betula. And there are other dinim, there are other laws that a Kohen Gadol has to follow, and he's also obligated in all those laws. Masechet Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yod. A very brief introduction to this Mishnah. This Mishnah talks about the concept of a bama. A bama is an altar. It's a mizbeach that people made for their own homes or for their own neighborhoods. And it was not one that was used by the community as a whole. Like the bama gedola with the mizbeach in the Mishkan or in the Beit HaMikdash. Rather, it was an independent one for personal use. And we know this was allowed, this was permissible, all the way up into the time of the building of the Mishkan. So from Noah all the way, or Adam all the way until Moshe Rabbeinu, they were allowed to use a bama. But once the Mishkan was built, the concept of a bama, of a individual personal mizbeach, became outlawed, and everything had to be centralized in the Mishkan. But once Yehoshua brought the or built the Mishkan in Gilgal, even though the Mishkan had the Mizbeach HaNechoshet, since the Aron was with Bnei Israel and Bnei Israel used to take it out all the time when they went to war, they used to bring the Aron with them, Bamot became allowed again. So once Yehoshua in Gilgal built the Mishkan and the Aron and the Mizbeach were separated, Bamot became allowed once more. Eventually, at the end of Sefer Yehoshua, after 14 years in Gilgal, the Mishkan is established permanently for many, many years in Shiloh. And at that point, since it was established permanently in Shiloh, Bamot became prohibited. But then, during Eli's lifetime, in Sefer Shemuel, Shemuel Aleph, in the beginning, we see that Mishkan in Shiloh is destroyed, and the Pelishtim take the Aron, they steal the Aron, and once the Aron is taken back, the Mishkan takes up temporary residence in two towns, in Nov for 32 years and in Giv'on for 25 years, for a total of 57 years. So we see the Mishkan taking temporary, having a temporary status for 57 years. So during these 57 years in Nov and in Giv'on, until eventually the Bet HaMikdash was built by Shlomo HaMelech and Bamot became prohibited, during those 57 years, Bamot are allowed because the Mishkan isn't there permanently. And that's where our Mishnah picks off. Mishnah says, "En ben bama gedola le bama ketana ela pesachim." There's no difference between a bama gedola and a bama ketana. A bama gedola is one that is in the Mishkan or that is used in the Bet HaMikdash. So there's no difference between these two. All korbanot can be sacrificed on either one. Besides, Mishnah says pesachim, which is talking about korban pesach. Korban pesach has to be sacrificed only on the bama gedola. Bama gedola in the Mishkan or the Bet HaMikdash. The Gemara elaborates on this and says it's not specifically just pesachim. Rather, it's any korban that has a specific time. For example, any tamid shel shahar, or tamid shel ben ha'arbaim, or the musafim, all of these korbanot have to only be sacrificed on the bama gedola in the Mishkan or Bet HaMikdash. Mishnah continues and says, Zeha kelal, this is the rule, kol shu nidar venidav karev babama. Any type of korban that's coming as a result of a vow or a swear is allowed to be offered onto a bama ketana, onto a personal mizbeach. Any type of korban that's coming not because of a vow or not because of a swear, rather it's coming because of time, certain time brings on this obligation, is not offered onto a bama ketana. Rather, it's only allowed to be used on a, it's only allowed to be offered on a bama ketana. The Bar Tenura lists one exception where he says that if any type of korban is an obligation but not because of time, and we're not talking about some sort of korban that's brought on because of an obligation of a swear or a vow. Rather, it's a situation. For example, he talks about the par ha'elem davar shel sibur. If the Sanhedrin makes a mistake and rules on something that the entire congregation violates, or the majority of the congregation violates, and the punishment for that sin is karet, then there's a certain korban, a bull, that's brought as a kapara for the Jewish people. Okay, so just we have to frame this entire Mishnah as only during the times of Nov and Giv'on, when offerings on a bama ketana, on a private altar, were permitted. But during the times of Bet HaMikdash, or during when the Mishkan had permanent residence, as in Shiloh, none of these are allowed, and there's no exception to the rule. Everything has to be brought only on the in the Mishkan or in the Bet HaMikdash.